listen everybody to the words I have to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch Update. This is update number 874. And for all of you who have followed us down through the years, it's so good to be back after a rather long break. As you know, I have been quite busy preaching the gospel each and every day for the most part since January the 1st, 2016. And I want to thank you for supporting me as I have done that as well. But it is so good to be back behind the mic for the Second Coming Watch update. And it is so good to be back with you in this way, via a podcast, which many of you have missed, because this is a more personal and more intimate way of communicating. We thank God for the creation of the podcast and the world, since we started a long time ago, has gone crazy over podcasts. And now you can listen to podcasts while you're driving down the road, like a radio. It is amazing what God has done with this new technology. And we thank God for you. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, picking up where we left off, which points towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to the UK's Metro newspaper, humans are living in an age of apocalypse. According to the UK's Metro newspaper, humans are living in an age of apocalypse anxiety and will never stop worrying about doomsday. Some fear doomsday will come when climate change melts the ice caps and rising seas swallow our civilization. And if that doesn't happen, a killer computer will wipe us off the planet. As long as we manage to survive the inevitable nuclear war or global pandemic that could come first, many predictions of the future have one common theme. We're doomed, and human civilization is going to end any day now. Modern secular society is as riven with fears about the end of the world as the more religious societies our ancestors lived in, with science offering a whole new set of plausible sounding doomsday scenarios to worry about. The doomsday clock is ticking and moving closer to midnight. Second today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Washington Times, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif said on Sunday that his nation has the right to defend itself against U.S. aggression and specifically vowed that Tehran will use whatever missiles it wants as a deterrent against increased American military presence in the region. In an interview with ABC News This Week program, Zarif defended the arming of small Iranian boats with cruise missiles. Such boats were cited as part of the justification last month for the movement of U.S. troops, ships, and planes to the Middle East. Zarif said these ships are located very close to our waters. We have the right to put whatever missiles we want to put on them, he said. Third today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to Zarizm, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has declared that the Western liberal model of society is dying and a new world order is taking its place. Lavrov made the comments at his annual meeting with students and professors at the Foreign Ministry's Diplomatic Academy. Lavrov said the Western liberal model of development, which particularly stipulates a partial loss of national sovereignty. This is what our Western colleagues aimed at when they invented what they called globalization, is losing its attractiveness and is no more viewed as a perfect model for all. Moreover, many people in the very Western countries are skeptical about it. Fourth today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to the Los Angeles Times, a swarm of earthquakes has shown remarkable staying power in the area around the city of Fontana in Southern California, and the likelihood of a larger seismic event, given how many quakes that have occurred over such an extended period, is higher than normal. Caltech seismologist E.J.L. Hoxson said, "People ought to be concerned. This is probably the most prolific swarm in that area that we've seen in the past 3 decades. Fifth today, under the sign category of turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post, the U.S. ambassador to Israel said he believes the Jewish state has the right to annex at least some of the West Bank in comments likely to deepen Palestinian opposition to a long-awaited U.S. peace plan. In an interview published by the New York Times on Saturday, Ambassador David Friedman said that some degree of annexation of the West Bank would be legitimate. Friedman said the Obama administration by declining the veto and thus allowing passage of a United Nations resolution in 2016 that condemned Israeli settlements as a flagrant violation of international law, had given credence to Palestinian claims that the entire West Bank and East Jerusalem belong to them. To the contrary, he said, certainly Israel's entitled to retain some portion of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 and 28, which reads, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord." Allow me to share with you some commentary thoughts on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinzen. In Jeremiah 31:27, the prophet states that God will sow both houses of Israel, for both houses are destined for restoration into one nation. The words, "Behold, the days are coming," put this passage into the prophetic future, and God goes on to say that he will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The concept of sowing was a figure of both judgment and blessing. Just as God has sown the houses of Israel and Judah in judgment, he will also sow them in blessing. Both of those concepts are also described in Hosea chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. Verse 28 emphasizes the watching of God, building upon God's earlier words to Jeremiah, "I am watching over my word to perform it." Jeremiah points out that God will watch over his word of judgment against Israel, to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster. Now that is going to change. Now God is going to watch over his word of blessing as well, to build and to plant the houses of Israel. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next broadcast / podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Dr. Billy Graham. He said, "The second coming of Christ will be so revolutionary that it will change every aspect of life on this planet. Christ will reign in righteousness. Disease will be arrested. Death will be modified. War will be abolished. Nature will be changed. Man will live as it was originally intended he should live." Join me in prayer. Holy Father God, prepare our hearts as Christians for your second coming. Prepare this world, Lord, by leading them by your power and using your saints to witness to the lost so that they would come to know your Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend, if you are not ready for the return of Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here is how. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner, and so am I. From the Pope on down, all of us are wicked, evil sinners, and that you have broken God's law, the Ten Commandments, and even other laws by God. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That verse alone will let you know that the Bible is the Word of God, for only God can know that all are sinners. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty. There is an awful punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically. These beautiful, expensive bodies suffer death at any time because of sin. The body goes to the grave. The soul goes to hell if it has never trusted Christ as Savior. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news. Hell, the lake of fire, the second death, that is bad news. But here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt so that you would not have to go to hell. That's good news. He was buried and he rose from the dead by the power of God for you so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he said, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, and may God keep you.